Hey, you got the morning show. That was Hardly Unclear with Fish and on the line from the Otago Arts Centre. I've got Deb King. Good morning.
Morena there, Aaron.
And so you're over there with the old school with the flash new car park. How's the car park been for you?
Super bright. It's surprisingly cool if you put your hands down after, like lots of storeholders did, thinking that it was going to be quite hot, well, actually it's very cool.
Oh, because it's so, a pale colour. Yeah. It reflects light, but it doesn't heat up much.
Yeah. So barefoot and happy.
Barefoot and sunglasses, probably.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's fabulous. Yeah,
because the surface was getting a bit messed up over there. But you had the market at the club car park at the end of last year, didn't you? How did that go? I was there. It seemed pretty good. Were you guys happy with it?
It did rain around about 1 o'clock, you know, it was pretty cloudy and moody, but warm. It was sort of a mixed bag. We got a lot of foot traffic, but not very much more than what we would normally get.
Okay.
And we had no car space for other, you know, for visitors and everything like that, even though the car park was, you know, huge. So I became a park warden, you know, a car park warden. So it didn't feel quite like a market to me. It was fabulous having all the inside stalls together because, you know, they've got such a quality about them that you might miss if you just go into one room when we come back to the old school.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was especially nice. The atmosphere was good.
Yeah. So you've already had one market back at the old school. We've got another one this Sunday, is that right? That's why I'm talking to you, isn't it?
Yep, we got it. This Sunday we've got three new stalls, and you're going to have to be surprised at what they are.
I think there was an artist. But you don't know much. You don't know much yourself, do you?
Oh, look, I just come in. I tried to come in really early on a Wednesday before the market, but, you know, and I try and not do more hours than is required. But anyway, I just have to turn that phone thingy off, I think.
Okay. Well, we could ignore it. That's the other thing.
No, it sort of beats in my ear.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've got 34 stalls and our regulars. So I'm going to test you. Who were the regulars?
Well, there's Liz and Rick's stall.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the food, basically. Giannis and Monica's... Ocean Inlays stall. Who does the honey? Nick does the honey.
Nick.
Yep. Are Raglan Chocolate there? Do they not do so much now?
They haven't been here for over a year now.
They're too busy now.
They're big. They're big.
Yeah. Well, I've done three. Is that all right?
No, not really. That's very bad. What about inside?
Inside.
As soon as you walk in the foyer, who's there?
Oh, with the gems.
No, you're in 2022, I think.
Oh, stop asking me, you're embarrassing me.
I don't mean to, sorry.
No, it's all right. Okay. But yeah, it's I'm amazed Miranda. I remembered anyone. So who's in the entryway now?
Yeah, Miranda. She's been there for a couple of years. Kevin comes back, the gem guy comes back, but because he lives in New Plymouth, he only does it a few times. So he has actually in November and December's market. It was lovely to have him.
Oh, so the last time I was at a market, there we go, the last time I was there, he was there.
Yeah. It's just confusing. and we've got Colleen and Gail and Sandra that are our regulars in Eva's Whare.
Yeah.
And then in the gallery, we've usually got Lisa Carnes, who's the photographer, who just recently stopped her exhibition.
Got the books.
And then we've got Annalise, who makes that fantastic soap. So, you know, it's a lovely, lovely soap. And then we've got a couple of other jewellers. So Joe Passmore is going to have a stall there. And I'm not too sure if Tiska's coming because she's the tuning healing fork woman. She might come. Zeus Clothing are upstairs. They're a colourful duo with beautiful, bright Indian colours, you know. I just love it. I can't wear them. I don't suit the colours, but I can't wear them properly, but, you know.
Right.
We've got Daniel, you know, the hemp people. He likes coming to the market.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've got Itai Teresa's having a holiday, so she won't be there.
But Ito's making his falafels.
Yes, falafels, yeah. We've got Harley, the gemstone, just in the little corner there as you come in to the main building, but outside. We've got Ian, who does all the wood and makes those very reasonably priced chopping boards. And then we've got the other woods person, Marty, who's from Rupuki. He started a few months ago now, so he's dedicating coming to the market every month.
What about Dizzy Block? Sorry, I've just...
So Dizzy Block sort of checks the weather and their supply. So Marie usually just sort of bounces a quick email to say if it's okay. But because she's got that fantastic trolley... which is, I don't know, she was saying it's like 10 years old, so I think the fridge needed just to get fixed at the last market. Mm. She just trundles in and sets up, which is really good.
Oh, so you don't know till the day?
Not always. Okay. We've got Jane and Ace, who in November did the wraps out the back there. If some folks might be remember. They were, $3 wraps, which were really nice, spring rolls kind of thing. Mm. So that's grandson and grandma working together as a team. They'll be out front. We've got Liz and Rick. They're hoping to have some stuffed vine leaves with some dacal for sale. And they've got a summer sale of 30% off their jams and sauces.
Oh.
And talking about jams and sauces, we won't have Bea again because, again, she's way too busy. So she's the Raglan forage.
She sent her son along at the one in December.
Yeah. He was great. He said, "This is the last market, Deb. I've been working 7 days a week," because he has a regular job, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, well, I guess you missed out if you didn't get along in December.
Yeah, and then we've got Damon and his crew coming back for the Morning Glory coffee. That's just in that corner in the front there.
So there will be coffee. That always is important to a lot of people, I notice.
It is, yeah. Addiction, just shows your addictions.
It does.
Let me see if I'm. We've got Jackie's centerpiece candles. The lovely beeswax candles. She'll be outside as well.
And generally, for people who don't know, there's like a lot of art, but there's also some food, and everything's kind of individually. Not all of it, but a lot of it's individually made, like crafted by the person selling it.
Yeah, that's right. One of our prerequisites is that it's got to be at least 60% touched by yourselves. Repurposed or created from nothing. And so, I have a lot of inquiries for pieces made from other countries and...
Like imported
and so
stuff.
...coming through. That's not what we want, yeah. Okay. So we have about maybe four artists and four or five artists every market, and craft people maybe... about 20 to 25. And then, I just remember D-Signs. Those girls are fundraising to go overseas in a couple of years' time. So they
Is that Dan's daughters?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they'll be coming. They did really well. They make jewellery and they put some T-shirts together as well.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty easy with their parents' business there. Get some T-shirts organised. All right, well, that sounds like a pretty full market. Everyone that can be there will be there. Unfortunately,
I haven't mentioned you. We've got, we've got Babu, Amy's baby clothes. I think we've got Pauline and the honeybee stationery. We've got Sally with the Happy Bellies baked cakes. Sula with the Photo Spa natural skincare that his wife puts together. She's got a PhD in... something to do with the kin.
Good info.
And I've no idea if Sylvia's coming.
She's the one
that surprises me, the veggie woman.
Oh, okay, she'll just turn up with veggies. Surely at this time of year, anyone with produce is going to be there. Lots of it. Well, look, thank you, Debs, for giving us the update. So that starts at 10 in the usual place on the new concrete, and you won't trip over anything.
No.
And there's food, there's coffee. There's artwork, there's crafts, everything there.
Yeah, it's a fun time.